Today's Amud Aleph, we have the Drasha on the Mitzvah of Shabbos, as written in the Aseret Dibros, Ten Commandments, Achoras, Yom HaShabbos, L'Kodesho, to remember the day of Shabbos, to sanctify it, which the Gemara says is talking about proclaiming Shabbos, Zochrehu, with the words of Kiddush. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perachav Tes, Halacha Aleph, who we've quoted on this topic, brings this Pasuk as teaching us the Mitzvahs Asei, of being Mekadesh Shabbos, a positive commandment to sanctify Shabbos. It says the Rambam, V'tzarich lezachreyo b'knisa so v'yitziyaso. You have to do this, you have to proclaim, you have to announce Shabbos, but when it comes in and when it leaves. And we do obviously knisa so with Kiddush and tziyaso with Havdalah, to mean that for the Rambam, Havdalah is minatorah. Havdalah is a deraisa. A beautiful presentation of this we found in the Perush HaRalbag, the Ralbag commentary in the Torah, when the Rishonim, he says, Rotze lomar shenizkor hevdel asher ben yom ha-shabbos l'shar yamim. The idea of the Kiddush, the idea that Zachor is yom ha-shabbos l'kodesh, is teaching me, as I'm supposed to mention, I'm supposed to proclaim, I'm supposed to announce the difference, the hevdel, between the day of Shabbos and the rest of the days of the week. B'knisato, we do it with Kiddush. Yitziyato v'avdala. V'chol ze nichlal, says the Ralbag, b'tevas Kiddush. And all of this is hinted to, alluded to in the word Kiddush. Why? Ki ha Kiddush hu hevdel davar mi davar. The concept of Kiddush is separating one thing from the next. The question halacha now is going to be, what is going to be the level of requirement for women when it comes to Avdalah? So we take the Rambam to its full implication. Women have the same obligation as men regarding Kiddush. They have the same obligation regarding Havdalah. While the Rishonim categorized Havdalah as a mitzvah saseh as man gorma, therefore women are exempt. Shulchan Aruch from H. Tzadik Vav, Sif Ches, reflects these two opinions in Rishonim. First brings the opinion that women are chayavot in Havdalah. Women are chayavot, are obligated in making Havdalah, or hearing Havdalah, just as in Kiddush. And he compares it to Kiddush. V'yesh mi shecholek, says the Shulchan Aruch, there are those who disagree. Now, we have a principle in interpreting the Shulchan Aruch. When you have two opposing opinions quoted in the same halacha, the halacha is stam v'yesh halacha kestam. When the first is mentioned as a straight halacha, and then it's v'yesh omrim, and there are others who say, we always follow the first line, which means nashim chayavot. So that would be the psak from the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah notes that because of the other Rishonim who held that women are in fact exempt from Havdalah, it is best for them to hear the Havdalah from their husband out of a safek. So on this, the poskim point out, Rabbi Felder brings this in Yesod Yeshurun, Chelek Hay, page 479, for the men who are at shul in Arvit, if Havdalah is made there, they should be sure to have kavana, should have intention not to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah in shul, in order to be able to come home and do it at home to fulfill this idea of the Ramah. Rav Yogel and Shalos Hatshuvos Besod Siach Siman Ayin Beis, in discussing Havdalah, when it's saying that the Motzei Shabbos, that is also a Tish B'Av, this is a topic that we discussed back on Ar Masechta Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. So he quotes a posek over there who said that a woman could be exempt from Havdalah in this scenario when it comes to Tisha B'Av because of Sveik Sveika. There's a double case of doubt. Safik number one is the fact there's a machlokas Rishonim. Are women exempt? Are women obligated in Havdalah? So first doubt is maybe they're exempt. And even if you want to say that they are exempt, but there may be no Havdalah in the case of in the case where Tisha B'Av falls on a Motzei Shabbos. So Rav Yogel argues that this is not the accepted psak, and we require women to hear Havdalah and have some of the wine before they break the fast. The difference by Sfaradim, a slight difference would be that the wife could make Havdalah for herself. She doesn't have to wait to hear it from somebody else because of the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Be'ezus Hashem, we should merit that Tisha B'Av, with all the fasts, should be transformed to be Meis Hason V'Simcha L'Moadim Tovim L'Chol Beit Yisrael.